Yeah, a little bit of a buzz here around the Five Points Media Center and along Weldon Street because we've got new establishments opening up. Part of this renaissance, I think, in the Five Points media area. We're talking today on this edition of Eats and Beats about Dunbar Kitchen and Tap House, which is located right in the place, the location of the longtime barbershop, Dunbar's Barbershop.
Yeah, right next to Brother Jeff's. Say it loud.
right there.
Establishment.
And you can't miss it. It's a brick face. And here in studio this morning, Charles Wessels, managing partner with Dunbar. Welcome to the neighborhood, Charles.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on today.
The place is what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
3 weeks and a day.
Wow, 3 weeks and a day. That sounds like a name there.
Yeah, counting the days. So how did you happen to find yourself running a restaurant and bar right here in Five Points, Denver, Colorado?
Well, my business partner, Mike Ayer, he and I were having dinner one night, and we started talking about doing another place. We hadn't had one in a number of years, and both of us are living in Denver now. He does a lot of real estate business and been showing some houses over in the Whittier and Curtis Park area. Mm. And happened to see the location of Dunbar Barbershop right when it came up and thought it would be a fantastic location to turn into a restaurant. Five Points is just such a booming area right now and really on the grow and coming back again, like you said, a renaissance in the area. And thought it would be a good opportunity to buy a piece of property here.
Charles Wessels with Dunbar Kitchen and Tap House, 2844 Weldon, right down the street there between the Five Points Media Center and Brother Jeff's.
Between 28th and 29th.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Block, yeah. You know, getting kind of a neighborhood vibe there. How do you organize the feel of the place?
Well, the feel was really more of a thought than anything else. It was we wanted a place where anybody could come. You could bring your kids in during the afternoon when they got out of school, have dinner, not have to worry about it. You could come down with your friends and watch a game on TV. You could come have drinks or dinner with the girls after work. That was really what we wanted, was that just feeling of being part of the community. And that's what we went for. The guys who worked on the building did a great job of preserving the old brick that was in there, reusing all the old wood from the house to build the bar and the seating in there. We did have to bring in a little bit of new wood for the tabletops, but just getting that old feel brought back in that building in a new way.
And the window from Dunbar Barbershop.
That is correct. The Glazers were putting in the new window and carrying the old window out to the dumpster. And my contractor and I looked over and saw him walking to the dumpster with it. And both of us said, no.
That is part of, modern Five Points history, Dunbar's Barbershop. That's amazing that you've got the original window up in the restaurant. So
we're excited to have it. And, kind of an homage to Robert Johnson, who cut hair there for so many years.
50 years. And it's unbelievable.
And you kept the name Dunbar.
Absolutely.
Because it kind of works.
It fits.
You know what else kind of fits is in looking at your menu and your drinks and so forth, you got like a music theme and dare say jazz theme sometimes running through some of these names, like a swinging sangria catches my attention, rum chata and things like that, and other more down-home stuff like Ain't Your Mama's Mule. I mean, you guys come up with some creative stuff.
Yeah, well, we just tried to stay true to the neighborhood, and we had a girl from one of the distilleries help us design a couple of these cocktails, and we told her that we wanted to stay true to that old jazz feel of the neighborhood, and and she helped us come up with some of those.
Charles Wessels from Dunbar Kitchen and Tap House. Okay, now the food. Let's get on it. We've had some good reports from people from around the station who have been checking in, because you worked on it for like, what, 6 months to get it ready? And we're like, when's it open?
Right. It took a little while to get open, but about 6 months.
So Judy liked the shrimp po' boy and spoke really well of that. Not easy to do outside of New Orleans.
No.
So I had yesterday the Castro, and it was all right there. The Cuban roasted Creekstone pork, ham, Swiss cheese, and the pickle. on a French roll.
Yeah.
The pickle is homemade.
Yeah. That was
maybe that was the difference there.
Yeah, that worked. Yeah. What'd you have, Carlos?
I had some kind of a New York sirloin French.
Strip and dip.
Yeah, it was excellent.
That's the Harris Ranch New York strip loin.
Yeah,
it's been slow roasted and then shaved.
All right, you're going to get some interest in the ketchup that came with the fries. There's something special going on with that ketchup. That just ain't regular ketchup.
It is not regular ketchup. It's regular ketchup with a kick. It certainly has some chipotle flavors, some cayenne flavors. It's meant to carry a little bit of heat with it.
Yeah, a little bit of cayenne. That's right. That's right. Local brews from around Colorado and Bend, Oregon, sneaking in there. But you're on your way. When do you know it's working? Do you have a date where you can exhale? Because you're hustling every day right now.
You know, I don't know in this business if you can ever decide whether you've made it or not. It's the restaurant business, but
it's in the moment. It's all in the moment, right?
Exactly. But the response so far from the folks in the neighborhood has just been tremendous. I mean, almost every person that's come in has just said they've been waiting so long to have somebody here that they could walk to and bring their friends and family down and enjoy a meal. So the response has been terrific.
And when the weather breaks, a little patio out back.
Yes. Once the weather breaks, we can work on getting a patio open in the back.
Charles Wessels, Dunbar Kitchen and Tap House, new neighborhood place. Welcome to the neighborhood, Charles.
Thanks so much, Steve. I appreciate it.
Yeah.